We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Wednesday. It is January 1st, 2020. We have four basketball games to talk about here on today's slate. Doing this one solo. Did not expect anybody to jump on and work with me here on New Year's Eve and get the podcast out for you guys on New Year's Day. Happy New Year's to everyone. Hope everyone is having fun, enjoying it, and you know, for us dad life guys, we're getting ready to go to bed early and you know, not do anything crazy. So appreciate everybody listening. Excited for 2020. Excited to you know, continue to do this each and every day. But would not be possible if it wasn't for our sponsor, FantasyDraft.com. Make sure you head on over there, check them out. Awesome stuff they got going on over there, Fantasy Draft. The only rake-free DFS site out there. Again, the $6 membership, if you play $100, you're going to pay for that membership with rake-free DFS. That's up to $1,000 that you can play as well. So you could really, you know, cut down rake if you're a low-stakes, high-stakes, mid-stakes player. They have all kinds of different options over there on Fantasy Draft to play rake-free DFS. So if you enjoy rake-free, which everybody should, make sure you head on over to Fantasy Draft. Give them some love. We only have four games. Not going to be a long podcast today. This will be quick, easy. Try not to be too loud for everyone that has a hangover. We get started here with Orlando at Washington. No total in this game. Waiting on some news here. You know, Aaron Gordon is questionable. Aminu's out. Michael Carter-Williams is out. Bradley Beal is questionable. Bertans, Bryant, Hachimura, Miles, and Wagner all ruled out already. So looking for pretty short-handed Washington team in this game. But let's start here with the Orlando Magic. I think that, you know, Aaron Gordon obviously matters here when you got a team like the Orlando Magic that play at the 27th pace in the NBA against a Washington team that plays in the third fastest pace in the NBA. Plus, you got to remember here, Washington ranked 30th in defensive efficiency this season, dead last, and the Orlando Magic 11th. So, Magic, good defensive team. Getting a nice pace bump here. This game kind of expected. I think this game is expected to stay pretty close. Obviously, if Gordon sits, we have a lot of options, but I think this is a great spot for Vucevic. He should absolutely crush in this matchup. Put up 63 fantasy points in the first meeting against Washington. So this is a spot that, with or without Gordon, Vuce is definitely in play. Outside of Vuce, I think Isaac is fine. If Gordon sits, I think Fournier is very much in play. He gets a usage bump. Took 21 shots against Atlanta the other night. So he obviously would be very much in play if Gordon doesn't play. Usage bump, minutes would be fine. Outside of that, if Gordon plays, he's 5,900 going up against Washington. We would have to see if they talk about his minutes at all pregame. Fultz, you know, he's going to play around 30 minutes here. He hasn't been shooting the ball really well. You know, if he has a good shooting night, he can definitely go for 6X here. You know, Washington, they're just so bad defensively. DJ Augustine paid off the other day with Gordon out against Atlanta. He put up 33 fantasy points. His price is still 4,500. I actually prefer Terrence Ross over DJ Augustine. Terrence Ross played 28 minutes with Gordon out the other night up against Atlanta. If Terrence Ross shoots the ball well in this game, he could absolutely crush here. So I like Terrence Ross a lot in this game. And I expect him to be, you know, kind of one of the popular value plays on this four-game slate. The Washington side of things, obviously, it's going to matter on Beal. If Beal plays, he's in play. If Beal sits, you know, Jordan McRae, we talked about him on the podcast 2 days ago. He absolutely crushed the matchup against Miami. I love Jordan McRae here if Bradley Beal sits. I know his price has come up to 5,800. Don't care. This is a great spot for him. We kind of saw Gary Payton's minutes disappear. You know, we'll have to kind of see how that kind of plays out. I know he's getting close to his 10-day contract as well, so we'll have to see if he signs another one or if he even plays in this game. Troy Brown, Mahimi is going to have to play minutes here up against Vooch. Played 28 minutes in three of the last four games. Has had some decent games. Did well against Bam the other night. So I don't hate Mahimi. I just wish he was a little bit cheaper. Isaiah Thomas was the big bust the other night. Just never got it going. Only played 22 minutes in that game against Miami the other night. I think this is a great spot for Isaiah Thomas' bounce-back game. His price came down. His usage is insane when Bradley Beal's off the floor. So if Bradley Beal sits here, I love this spot for Isaiah Thomas. And I expect Isaiah Thomas to start. He still had 26% usage against Miami the other night. So the upside is definitely there. We got Portland at New York taking on the Knicks. 222 total here. Portland favored by 4 in this game. Mario Hezonja is questionable. Collins, Hood, and Scalabassier are all out already. On the New York Knicks side, Dotson, DSJ, and Nit Lakina are all questionable. You know, so we'll have to kind of watch the news on that one. Let's start here with Portland. I think Whiteside's the best play on the slate. We saw him the other night with Scalabassier out, play 37 minutes against Phoenix. He's put up at least 44 fantasy points now in 4 of the last 5 games. The minutes are going to be phenomenal here. This is a great spot for Whiteside. I think he goes for 50-plus fantasy points in this game. And absolutely crushes. Like I said, I think he is one of my favorite plays on this slate. So, outside of Whiteside, I don't mind Lillard. I don't love his price. We have plenty of value on this slate, so if you want to play Lillard, if you think this game's going to stay close and you want to play Lillard instead of playing like Giannis, obviously that's worth a look. You could play LeBron or Anthony Davis in the late game as well. So there's plenty of studs to pay up for, but absolutely love Whiteside in this spot. I think Melo is definitely in play here at 5,900. He hasn't been shooting the ball well, but he's still taking plenty of shots. The minutes are still up. So I think Carmelo is fine. I know his price kind of increased here, but he gets a matchup against the Knicks going back to New York. You have to think he's going to be kind of motivated here. So I think we could see 20-shot Melo in this game. And if that happens, he's definitely in play. You know, Bazemore, still not getting enough minutes. Simmons, his minutes are so up and down. 21 minutes one night, 28 minutes the next. I don't hate him here, but again, we have a ton of value plays. I don't think you're going to necessarily need it. On the Knicks side of things, Randall's been playing really good recently. He's been absolutely crushing. his price has come up here. This is not the greatest, but not the worst matchup in the world either for Julius Randle. He's going to continue to take 20 shots a night. You know, 8K is probably not high enough. So I think Julius Randle is very much in play. I don't hate Mitchell Robinson here. Got in foul trouble the other night against Washington. That was super disappointing. Everybody liked Mitchell Robinson the other night against Washington. Robinson's okay. His price is, you know, if he's cheaper on Yahoo or if he's cheaper on FanDuel, I don't mind him. Elf Payton at 6,100. He's kind of priced where right where he should be. He has a decent floor. Not tremendous upside. I think he's okay. Outside of that, you know, Marcus Morris, his minutes are kind of all over the place. His price is coming down, but I don't think it's come down enough. RJ Barrett at 5,600. I don't love the price. I think we're going to see RJ Barrett get back down to like under 5K, and we're going to lock him in like we did last time. So it's kind of all if we do get news that Dotson, DSJ, and Aquinas all sit, maybe you bump Barrett up a little bit. But I think we see some of these guys play. And I honestly, with the Knicks and this new coach, I don't think it matters too much. So we got Minnesota at Milwaukee. No total in this game. Cat is already out. Wiggins is out. Jeff Teague is not expected to play. He's expected to sit for this one. So, you know, we're going to put him on more on the doubtful side of things, which, like I said, we have a ton of value on this slate. A lot of it comes from Minnesota. Lehman is out, and Vonleh is questionable. So, and then on the Milwaukee side, you know, nobody's you know, like – Wesley Matthews is questionable. Giannis is probable. So we'll have to kind of see if Milwaukee surprisingly sits somebody here with Minnesota having all their guys out in this game. So, you know, starting with the Minnesota side, I think that, you know, Covington at 5,700 has a really high floor in this spot with all these guys out. Napier at 5,800. With Jeff Teague out, you know, he's okay. It's just, are these guys going to play fourth quarter minutes if this game's a blowout, which this game should be a blowout? I would be shocked if this game didn't open at double digits towards the Milwaukee side of things. So, Gorgui Dieng, his price is kind of, you know, topped off at this 6,400. If we get news that Vonleh is going to sit, I think you could definitely play Gorgui Dieng here. If Vonleh is going to play, I think Gorgui Dieng is an interesting fade. Outside of that, you know, you have all these guys that you could take shots on. Like Bates Diop is a guy that if we get news that Vonleh is going to sit, Diop played 27 minutes the other night. He's a guy that you could definitely look at 4,100. Culver could play some point guard in this game if Teague gets hurt or if Teague does end up getting ruled out, which it sounds like is going to happen. So Culver played 38 minutes the other night with Wiggins out, Cat out, Teague potentially out. Like Culver at 4,800 is a guy that has a really high floor here. So took 21 shots the other night. And then like Keelan Martin is another guy that, you know, I talked about him on the podcast the other day. He was 3,300. His price is up to 4K now. I don't love it as much as I did when he was 3,300 and he didn't need much. Like, you know, he got 7X the other night or right at 7X the other night. So he absolutely crushed the other night for us. Took advantage of it. He was pretty low owned too, which was nice. I don't think he'll be low owned here, but again, if Vonleh sits with all these other guys out, Keelan Martin is a guy that could play fourth quarter minutes in a blowout too. So definitely on my list. As far as Milwaukee goes here, like if everybody plays and nobody sits, I don't have a ton of interest in Milwaukee here. If we start getting news like some of these guys are going to sit and like Ilyasova is going to play minutes here, I always like Ilyasova. If he's going to get any type of minutes, You know, Eric Bledsoe's 5,500, but he only played 16 minutes the other night, and I don't really expect them to push him here in this spot either. So, gonna kind of stay away from Bledsoe. You know, Giannis is always in play. Like, if you think this game's gonna stay close, it's just, is he gonna be able to crush in 25 minutes? If he even plays tonight, so. If we get some news on some of these guys sitting, obviously we're going to open up some things here. But if nobody sits, Milwaukee's probably my least favorite team on this slate just because the pricing and all the value that we have in other places. All right, moving on to the last game here. We got Phoenix at LA taking on the Lakers, 226.5 total. Lakers favored by 11.5 in this game. Again, New Year's Day. Enjoy time with your family. This four-game slate is amazing. And you know what I mean by that. Frank Kaminsky's questionable on the Phoenix side of things. And on the Lakers side, Anthony Davis is probable. Really don't see him much here. Let's start here with Phoenix. You know, this is not a great matchup for Phoenix. You know, hence the total and, you know, everything like that. Like, the Lakers, top 10 in defensive efficiency. This is going to be a game that the Lakers try to slow Phoenix down a little bit. So, you know, as far as Phoenix goes, I think you could take shots on maybe like a DeAndre Ayton here. If we get any type of minute, you know, restriction or anything with the ankle injury, he played 20 minutes the other night. If he plays 30 minutes here, he could absolutely crush. Rubio, if this game stays close, you know, is a guy that could easily have a good fantasy day. He put up 43 fantasy points the first time these two teams met. So, him and Booker are always in play. You know, I think Booker is definitely still kind of underpriced for his ceiling. Put up 50 fantasy points in his back-to-back games now. So, definitely like Devin Booker. Taking more shots and shooting the ball well. So, if Frank Kaminsky sits, Dario's okay. But, again, like, with Ayton back, with them wanting to get Baines minutes, I just don't see a ton of upside from any of these guys. On the Lakers side of things, like, you know, LeBron and Anthony Davis are guys you could play for raw points here on a four-game slate. They're always in play, especially when they're on the smaller slates. So I don't mind those guys. Anthony Davis and LeBron could put up 70 fantasy points any night. So if you're playing raw points, if you have the money, which you probably will because of all the value, you can definitely look at those two guys. Kyle Kuzma's 4,600, played 26 minutes after 30 minutes the night before on a back-to-back. I think Kuzma's actually a phenomenal play here. We hate shooters on back-to-backs. I'm not worried about that Dallas game. I think Kuz is a guy that, you know, has 30-plus point upside here at 4,600. So, hoping that he doesn't get too much ownership on this one. And then Rondo, his minutes are just – he's just not playing enough minutes right now. And McGee and Howard, kind of the same thing. Maybe they use Howard a little bit more in this game because of Ayton. But the minutes are just so all over the place for Howard and McGee. They're really just large field tournament plays only. Let's play the morning grind game here. We'll get started with my favorite play. Under 5K to 7X. Let's see here. Well, let's go with Terrence Ross. Over 8K to go under 5X. Not a ton of options up here today. Give me Giannis just because I don't think he plays a ton of minutes because this game's going to be ugly. My favorite 6X play on the slate. Again, I don't care what his price is. I love Whiteside today. He's like a staple play for me today. He's definitely a core play for me today. My Let's Get Weird GPP play of the day. I know his price came up here a little bit. But that's okay. I think Keelan Martin, we talked about him the other day, like I said. At 4K, I think he's a guy that could have a good game if he gets the minutes, which he should if all these guys end up sitting. So he's my Let's Get Weird GPP play of the day. Did a cash game yesterday for the game selection question. I'm going to switch it up today and go to a tournament. You know me, I like these single entry tournaments for everyone building bankroll. So the $12 pick and roll contest over there on DraftKings pays 24% of the field. Top 10 is getting less than 35%, which I really like. I like it under 40%, especially when you're trying to build a bankroll. So really love this tournament. You know, 2,900 players paying out 710 spots. So really like what this tournament does and how you can build a bankroll over there. So like it. I like it. My favorite over-under, don't have a lot of over-unders, don't have a lot of totals out yet, but I'm going to take the over in the Knicks game. I know it's currently sitting at 222. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. If I had the total for the Orlando and the Washington game, that'd be another game that I'd be looking at the over. Just because Orlando plays good defense and they usually get lower totals, but yeah, that's another game that I like the over, depending on what the total comes out to. So, again, short podcast today. Like I said, hope everyone has a happy New Year's Day. Happy New Year to everyone. 2020, ready to crush it. Good luck in your contest, and we'll see you again tomorrow.